Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families have begun evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that left the community in ruins. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Tuesday was fired from a submarine. That missile flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this comes as U.S. and South Korea have been carrying out joint military exercises. Pyongyang sees that as a rehearsal for an attack on the North. Police in Bangladesh say that they have killed at least three Islamist extremists today, suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack at a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners is being among those killed. This is VOA News.